The ongoing shortage of children's pain relief medication is impacting pharmacies across the region. Jen Belcher is Vice President, Strategic and Member Relations at the Ontario Pharmacists Association, and a pharmacist. She said there are alternatives that are available for families. There are other options such as using either half of full oral tablets that are originally intended for adult use, but can be cut or split into child dosages, said Belcher. She also mentioned that pharmacies may be able to compound replacements for the unavailable medications. The shortage is expected to last at least until the fall, which is why planning ahead can help ease the concerns families may have. Having a plan in place for what you do if your child does develop a fever, that little bit of pre-planning really goes a long way in terms of settling some of those nerves, Belcher said. According to Belcher, the best way to plan ahead is to have a conversation with a healthcare provider or pharmacist to be sure of what dosage might be needed and when medication is necessary. There are times when a fever doesn't require treatment, Belcher said. Knowing when, at what threshold you should be medicating is a really good piece of information to have on hand, in case your child does have a fever, so you know what to do in the moment. Anyone with questions regarding products or dosages should reach out to a healthcare provider or pharmacist.